Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2017 in the exhibit hall. I'm with Dwayne Tsutsui, who is the head of marketing for Second Sight Medical Products Limited. I got the company name right?
Yes.
Awesome. And this company, you are doing some interesting treatments to actually help people, even those with no vision, perhaps get some of your vision back, right? Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So you have a couple different products, one that's kind of out now, one that you're testing later on. Tell us a little bit of what you guys are doing.
Sure. Well, we're the makers of the Argus II Retinal Prosthesis System, which is a currently FDA-approved and available, commercially available device, which is designed to provide artificial vision for people who have completely lost their vision due to a retinal degenerative disease such as retinitis pigmentosa. What it consists of is an array that's implanted in and around the eye. It works with a video camera that captures an image, and that image is processed and sent to the implanted device, which transmits that information to the eye in the retina and allows that patient to see.
So if one wanted to get a device like this, I'm assuming you have to go in for some sort of operation or something, or how does that work?
Yes, since it is an implanted device, it would have to be implanted by an experienced and trained retinal vitreoretinal surgeon at one of our 16 centers of excellence in the U.S.
How is something like that funded? Does insurance cover this, or?
Insurance in some states it's covered by Medicare,
okay,
as well as some private insurance.
Okay, so you go get this operation, and you are now have this device. What types of things are you able to then see?
Well, so essentially, what the device does is it brings a completely blind person up to low vision. So you would be able to see edges of doors and windows. You would be able to watch elevator doors open and close. You could see lines in the crosswalk. You could see people in front of you. You can see objects that might be in your way. So you won't be able to recognize faces or read, but you can see objects to help you with your orientation and mobility.
Is that because of the dots per inch or the resolution that you're providing currently? Or
yeah, a lot of it has to do with that. The array is only 60 electrodes, so essentially it gives very low resolution. Although we are working on improvements to the device in the form of software, and so anybody that has the current device, we can upgrade and improve the resolution through software upgrades.
You know, I wondered about that as someone who is blind, you know, with a bit of a fleeting interest in these technologies, but I'm the type of person where I don't want to do it, I don't think personally, until it gets to the point where I can maybe ride a bike, which is probably, it'll happen sometime, but it's not there yet. So would one, if you do buy into this now, do you have to go back kind of like, you know, new surgery every year to upgrade your eyes, quote unquote, or how do you anticipate this going in the future as the future developments unfold?
All of our future improvements are software driven, so it would be a simple upgrade to the video processing unit that you wear.
Okay, so you get this thing, I'm assuming, do you have to charge it, or how, is it a battery operated device?
It is a battery operated device with that uses a Sony camcorder battery, and we give you a charger and several batteries.
Right, so you could swap them out. How long does it run on one battery?
Typically, anywhere from 3 to 6 hours.
But like you said, you could swap it in and out and,
yes,
and do that. Okay, so that device that you're talking about there is available now. What type of cost is it? I mean, I'm guessing most people aren't buying this out of pocket.
There is not many people purchasing this out of pocket. The device cost is $144,000. And then that's aside from, or not including the surgical procedure. The good news is that in some of our centers and in some states, it is covered by Medicare, as well as some private insurance.
Is it because of the technology? The price is so high, partly because it's so new, and does that play a role into it? Well, it's going to be covered by insurance anyway, so we can charge a lot for it, or?
No.
I'm not trying to suggest you're gouging people, of course, but, you know.
Right, I understand. No. It's because the nature of the production of this product, it takes a lot of man hours to build it. And we're not at the level of numbers where we can take advantage of any kind of economies of scale. So as a result, all these devices are all made in the U.S. and they're all made by hand.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, sure, it goes along with, you know, the first reading machine was $50,000 40 years ago, and now they're $20 this week. So, you know, things change over time. How many of these have you installed so far?
So far, we're a little over 250 patients worldwide.
Wow. Awesome. So that is for a specific type of visual impairment. And you were telling me before we came on the air with another one or another project that you're working on.
Yes. The current Argus 2 is indicated for people who have completely lost their vision due to retinitis pigmentosa, which is a retinal degenerative disease. Later this year, we are planning to start a clinical trial on our next product called the Orion, which is a cortical stimulator. So rather than having to implant a device in the eye and have to have a healthy optic nerve, we bypass the eye and the optic nerve altogether and directly stimulate the visual cortex of the brain. So that allows people who have lost their vision due to, virtually any reason, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, cancer.
Assuming you have a visual cortex still, right? Which most people would.
Exactly. Yep. But even trauma, you know, some of the volunteers for our upcoming clinical trial have lost their vision due to trauma and like an auto accident, for instance. And so, this is designed to help people who have lost their vision for virtually any reason.
So you've had your 250 that have already signed up. What are you hearing from them? What type of feedback are you getting? What do they like? What do they wish that could be improved?
One of the things that they like is just being part of the visual world again. Granted, the vision that you do get is very basic, but to somebody, to a blind person who hasn't had vision for quite a number of years, even a little bit of vision it is very significant for them. Of course, everybody wishes that we were able to provide higher resolution, and we are working towards that. We've actually had patients in testing new algorithms that will improve resolution, and that's ultimately, that's actually the company's number one goal at this point. Most part, everybody is very happy, and they look forward to the improvements that will be made to it.
And, you know, I'm sure it's really a matter of how much comfort you have living in a non-visual world. Someone who is quite independent or getting around, you know, might have a different view on things versus someone who really has let their lack of vision take a hold of their life, right?
Well, it depends on the person. I mean, right. we've had people who have been blind for, you know, decades that love the fact that they can be part of the visual world again. And you have others, there are still people who haven't accepted their blindness.
Yep.
As well as people who have accepted their blindness and still jump at the opportunity to be able to see again, even as even a little bit.
So you mentioned the Orion. Are you still looking for people for that trial? Or
yes, we are. Matter of fact, we haven't started the trial yet. We're hoping to start later this year, 2017, and hope that we would be able to recruit patients for that for implant this year.
And what would that involve?
That would involve a surgery from a neurosurgeon. We would we would place an array in the visual cortex region of the brain and stimulate.
Gotcha. So if people want to get more information, perhaps even think about signing up for the trial, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call Second Sight. The number is 855-756-3703. Call toll-free at this number. Speak to Gary or Alma, and they'll be happy to help you.
All right. And you have a website?
Yes, it's www.secondsight.com, secondsight.com.
Great, so very interesting technology. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you very much.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.